Welcome to Hammer Down. Number one sports betting show coming with the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
At a baby town.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Let's go, Tony.
Can you see me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you look good.
All right. We're dealing with some connection issues before we got started there. That'll happen. Of course, the chat had a bunch of shit to say about it, so that was awesome.
You don't say.
No. My dogs are here today, so they are causing an issue right now. Hey, fucking, it's Pick Friday, baby. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
Terrified.
Absolutely fucking terrified. Like... go ahead.
Like, so now we're 13-4 ATS for dogs, right?
Yeah.
We're 13-4 teams that have gotten more than 50% of the bets are now 4-13 ATS. So it's the exact same as last year. It's literally just fade the public operation.
Fade the public, take the pups.
Like,
but that's not what I'm doing this week.
I don't know what I'm doing. I have no clue. This is insane. This is football. Football betting is just a whole different animal.
If we roll through, like if we're just fading the public, you have to take the Jags, the Texans, the Dolphins, the Colts, the Eagles and Niners, the money's split, so that one's tough. So you'd have to take the Bears, the Raiders, the Jets. Saints and Panthers. Saints are getting the ticket percentage, so you got to take the Panthers, the Vikings, the Falcons, the Chargers, the Titans, the Ravens, and then obviously the Lions on Monday night we'll talk about. But, like, that's why football betting is not for the faint of heart. You got to have some cojones to take some of those teams that I mentioned.
Yeah. And it's week two. Like, we know nothing. Like I feel better about the Broncos now watching the Giants last night.
Giants stink.
Then Washington stinks.
I agree. Washington football team's defense, until further notice, stinks.
Tony, can I say one thing about that game?
You'd say many things, Mitt, if you want.
Well, the one thing I would say is no one deserved to win that game, especially Heinicke. He stinks.
What do you mean? He played well.
He lost the game. He threw a pick that should have lost them the game. Danny Dimes just played worse down the stretch. And obviously, Danny Dimes will just never win a primetime game.
See, Heinicke, I thought, yeah, besides the interception, though, I mean, the dude played well. I don't think Danny Dimes played that bad either. But I think both of those teams fucking stink. I think I could confidently say that.
Feels like we're going down the same path in the NFC East.
Does feel like that, doesn't it?
Hey, the Cowboys looked good, dude. Why do you got to do that?
Yeah, but there's a good chance the Cowboys are going to be 0-2 after this week.
Yeah, they did just lose, actually, their backup right tackle. So now they have their third-string right tackle playing. So, yeah, I'm pumped.
When we get to picks, I'll talk about that for me, but... I'll just say that I'm happy that I took the Chargers at the beginning of the week. That line is up to 3.5. It was 2.5 earlier this week.
Waiting for it to go to 4.
It most likely will. The line that hasn't moved yet, and maybe it's because it's a Sunday night game, Chiefs are still sitting at 3.5, and the Ravens just lost their fucking left tackle.
I mean, the Ravens, I mean, that's the one. Like, if there was one game, if I was a man sitting here saying, I will bet one game this weekend, it is the Chiefs.
Do you see these assholes fucking playing in the background?
Yeah, what are we doing here, Tom?
I'm trying to do a show, and I got dogs running around. You know what? You know what that means? Take the pups. We had a fucking bird yesterday. We got pups in the background today. Take the pups. Sorry, Bob, I was distracted. What were you saying?
The Chiefs. So the narrative that the Chiefs don't cover was only like late last year. Like They're 12-3 ATS last 15 games in September. They're 4-1 ATS their last five in Baltimore. 4-1 ATS their last five against Baltimore. I mean, this one, like, this is the one. This is the one the Chiefs just go bananas.
I 1,000%. Like, the Ravens, what they do is they blitz and they play man behind it. Well, guess what? Peters is out. They couldn't do it against the Raiders. What makes you think that they're going to be able to do it against the Chiefs? And even Peyton said it during his thing, like, the Ravens aren't good at playing zone either. Like, this is and they couldn't protect against the Raiders. So, like, I tell you what, I don't want to do it, but Chiefs, here we go. I mean, I actually feel pretty good about that one.
That's the one that I feel really good about them, and I feel really good about the Niners.
What makes me feel good about it is the Chiefs one is because it's a Sunday night game. I think they show up.
Yeah.
Like, it's prime time. Like, they're going to show up. Mahomes has been incredible in September. You like the Niners? You feel good about the Niners?
Yeah. I think this line is a massive overreaction. Massive, massive overreaction.
Yeah. I'm not going to take it. I'm staying away from it.
Trey Sermon. Trey Sermon's playing. My boy. My boy.
That's hilarious because in fantasy football, people went out and spent all of their fucking money for the year on Elijah Mitchell, who went over 100 yards as a rookie in game one when Trey Sermon did not play. All right, well, let's get to the picks. Today we'll do picks for NFL, picks for college, picks for MLB. You got MLB picks tonight?
Yep.
Me too.
I got footy for tomorrow as well.
Footy.
Yep.
Where do we want to start?
You got college?
I got college.
All right.
You got college?
I mean, got college.
I mean, are they just holding that Rutgers line ransom until 10 minutes before the game?
How many times I can tell you, dude, is Rutgers money line? Quit asking questions about it. let me get to my picks. Of course, they're not fucking showing up. Oh, okay, here they are. I'll go first.
Ooh.
One that I don't feel incredibly great about. Actually, a lot of these I don't feel great about, but I'm going to take them all. Is Cincy going to Indiana -3.5? I mean, Cincy's been talking about being the team like forever. To do this, you have to beat Indiana.
You going
like,
you against to, Coach JB?
I heard Coach
JB's dog of the week.
He also is hammering Maryland tonight. So if you love Coach JB, those are his fucking picks. I don't care. I'm taking Cincy -3.5. I got Virginia Tech at 2.5. I think it's going to be a tight game. I was probably going to take the dog in that one either way. I wish I could have got 3, but I got Virginia Tech +2.5. Western Michigan, I got 15.5 at Pitt. This is just a game that Pitt has never played well. They always come out slow against a MAC school or something like that. And Western Michigan, you know, I liked them earlier in the year. They didn't show up great against Michigan, but I like Western Michigan there. I got Nevada at +0.5. They're now -1.5 against K-State. K-State's quarterback is at. Nevada has probably a top 5 quarterback in the next NFL draft, probably a first rounder. My only worry about Nevada is they haven't been able to stop the run this year, and K-State has been dominant in the ground. I'm laying the 14.5 with Bama. Until I see otherwise, I'm fucking laying that number. Marshall's -9.5 against the ECU Pirates, which I know Mitt loves the Pirates. Marshall's just been a fucking wagon. Ole Miss, -13.5 against Tulane. If Ole Miss can play defense like they did against Louisville, if Ole Miss has a defense, and obviously top 3 quarterback in the nation, Ole Miss is going to be a dangerous team this year. I like Ole Miss -13.5. Tulane hasn't been home, obviously, with what happened in New Orleans. Just a tough situation for them. They did look good against Oklahoma. I mean, they were getting blown out and then came back. So we'll see there. And then, obviously, the Gumpy special, San Jose State -6.5 at Hawaii, 12:30 a.m. start. Cannot fucking wait for that.
What do you think about this UNC Virginia, Tone?
Virginia beat them last year. Virginia plays a unique offense. Virginia looked good last week. I mean, they were playing Illinois, who potentially could be dog shit. I didn't want to lay that much, primarily because North Carolina still hasn't looked great. So what are you doing?
Is this their first game at home, or did they play at home last weekend?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Ah, fucking Newcastle just tied it. God damn it.
Sorry, dude.
Fuck.
Fucking, is that Leeds?
Yeah, Leeds was up 1-0.
What do you like, college?
I'm with you on Cincy.
Okay,
so
good luck to us.
UNC beat Georgia State 59-17 last weekend.
Okay.
Florida State plus 4.5 at Wake. I'm on that. I'm taking Maryland.
Hold on.
What?
You just don't like Wake, or you think Florida State bounced back? Or?
I think Florida State's better than they showed. I think you'll see more of what they were against Notre Dame than last week.
I had Wake as a pick this week. I just took it off today because I didn't feel comfortable with it. So good luck to you, my friend.
Maryland minus 7 tonight.
Okay.
Obviously, San Jose State, Fade Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
And I will lay the 8 for UNC against Virginia.
Okay. Did you make a noise when I said Bama minus 14.5?
That was me, Tony. I am also all over the Alabama minus 14.5. And then okay. I am also all over the Florida State plus 4.5.
Ooh.
Gumpy, I am right there with you. I think the Florida State is a better team than they've shown. They're finally committing to one quarterback, which I think is a great move. I got Ball State plus the 6.5. Wyoming didn't play any football last year. Kind of stinks. They didn't look great in what I saw of them the last two games. They did win their last two games, but I think Ball State can cover the 6.5. And then I have...
Yeah. Hey, Chirp Chirp hasn't been great this year either, Pa.
No, they have not, but that quarterback is good, and I'm going to trust him. I got okay. Baylor minus 17.5. I love fading Kansas. And then as I'm on the subject of fades, I'm also fade Hawaii all year. And then Operation Fade UConn, actually.
Who has UConn got this week?
It's Navy, like minus 33.
Jeez. Navy's minus 33? That can't be right.
No, it's not.
Navy's been dog shit this year. Actually, Navy's been kind of dog shit the last 2 years. And I don't like to talk about a military school like that, but...
I'm sorry, it's Army. That is going to make so many people mad in the comments. Jesus. That is what I threw, and I blew that one coming out of my mouth.
Mitt, dude.
I'm going to mute my microphone.
Guess you don't care about our military. I know, I'm fucking with you. All right, so those are our NCAA picks.
Hertha Berlin just went down. It's exploding over here.
It's okay.
Can't lose to fucking Gruther, dude.
Can't. We talked about it. You can't lose to Gruther. Can't lose to Groot, dude. We talked about it.
Fuck.
Man, I will say, Chirp Chirp, Wyoming is a tough place to play. You can unmute your mic now.
Yeah, I tried to talk and I forgot to click the button. But I know, their quarterback just has been playing like dog shit this year. He was one of the best players out of the MAC last year. Come on, Wyoming's not that good. They didn't even play football last year, Tony. Come on.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, their games were in 2019.
Okay, I'll trust you.
Josh,
sure?
Josh Jacobs is out on Sunday, Tone.
You said Josh Jacobs is out?
Yeah.
I don't hate that news.
It's very good news.
I don't hate that news. Was there other injuries besides Ravens, Josh Jacobs?
Will Fuller might not play football this year.
Saw that. Sorry, pal. I mean, personal issues. We don't know what's going on, so we can't comment on it, but
yeah,
that's tough.
What can you do, dude?
Luckily, it would have been a lot worse if you didn't draft Waddle.
Yeah, it would have been an absolute nightmare if we didn't draft Waddle.
All right, let's get into our NFL picks. You want to go back and forth? We'll each do one at a time.
Yeah, Mitt, how many you got?
I could give an entire slate if I had to. I got, I think, 6 that I feel really good about.
I have 6 as well. And Comfy, you said you have 10?
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Okay. My first one, it's at 3.5 now. I got it at 4.5. Carolina. Give me the Carolina Panthers plus the 3.5, 4, 4.5, whatever you like it at.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Tony. I got the Panthers plus 4.5. Saints 0-4 ATS their last 4 in week 2. Underdog in this matchup, 11-3 ATS last 14. Panthers 8-2 ATS their last 10 as an underdog, and the Saints 2-5 ATS their last 7 against the Panthers. So I like I like a home pup here.
I think this is just a huge overreaction. As far as what we saw the Saints do to the Packers. The Packers just went down there. They weren't ready to play football. They got a bunch of turnovers. Saints got a bunch of turnovers. They're already missing some guys on defense now. Like, I just think, sure, the Saints may win, but I don't think they're going to blow out the Panthers. Mitt, go ahead.
I do not have a pick on this game. Tony, do you want me to take us to another one?
No, so what we're doing, Mitt, is we're going around and we're just giving our picks. So whatever your first pick is.
Oh, I love Denver Broncos. It's at 5.5 right now. I think they cover that easily. The Jacksonville Jaguars showed that they stunk last week and that Teddy Bridgewater seems to be the Teddy Bridgewater of old. So I like the Broncos with the points.
I'm also taking Denver minus 5.5. I will be fading the Jacksonville Jaguars until you hear otherwise. I hate Urban. Always have. I want to see him fail at everything he does. I was listening to Lombo, and it's just nothing down there is working. So give me – I also take Denver minus 5.5.
Yeah. I mean, the tombstone's getting pretty full, but Teddy Two Clubs ATS. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Exactly.
I'll take Teddy every fucking game. I love this Broncos team. I think I thought the Giants were a lot worse than what I saw last night, so I feel even better about Broncos minus 5.5 here, Tom.
I got that. You're up again, Mitt.
All right, let's go with my favorite pick of the week. The Houston Texans plus 13 is what it's at today. I love Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Covers is what I'm going to be calling him this whole year because I know he's not going to lose a game against the spread all year.
Bold claim. I hope not. Gumpy, you on that one too?
Yeah, I can't. I can't stare down 13 and not take it with the Texans. I mean, the Jaguars might be shit, but I think this Texans team, like Tyrod told us, man, like they all got chips on their shoulder. They all, you know, I think they got to keep it within 13, you'd have to think.
30 free agents?
Yeah.
I'm not taking that game. I like the side that you guys are on. I'm not taking it, though.
Yeah, the Browns not great at home against the spread either.
No, they are not. My next one is I got it 4-3.5 right now. Colts plus the 3.5 plus the 4 at home against the Rams. Don't feel incredible about this one, but fuck it. We're going to do it.
Yeah, I hate it as well, Tony, but I will take Colts plus 4. I mean, you just got to think, unless these guys aren't healthy, that's my only concern, seeing how many guys sat out practice, but that could just be, you know, fuck it, we got a game this weekend.
Correct.
So, yeah, another home pop. I just feel like the Colts, I don't think the Colts were that bad. They just got to, you got to block for Carson, dude. You have to. This O-line has to be better than last week somehow.
Correct. Mitt, what do you got, pal?
Yeah, Tone, your dogs were making me a little anxious there. I'm taking the home pups with the points here.
So you're also on that one, too?
Yeah, I do like the Colts this year. I think Carson Wentz isn't that bad. Their offensive line, they're getting another week for Big Q with his healthy foot. Uh-huh. And, I mean, I don't know. Hopefully they can cover.
Hopefully they can cover. My next one. Now, I don't know. The Jets, I think the final score looks better than that game actually was last weekend against the Panthers. It's part of the reason why I like the Panthers, part of the reason why I don't like the Jets. And I think the Patriots also looked better last weekend than what that score ended up being.
Yeah.
So New England, it's minus 5.5, minus 6. I will take the Patriots on the road. Connor's talked about it all week. Bill Belichick versus a rookie quarterback. I will. I'll take that all week. Give me the Patriots minus the 5.5.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tony. As soon as this line came out and it was minus 3.5, I fucking jumped on it because you knew it was rising. But I would still at minus 5.5. I would still take the Pats here.
Mitt.
Jesus.
Dogs are fighting. I don't. Hey. Jesus.
After we just took a favorite. Unbelievable.
Hold on. We're fighting over a bun. Mitt, what do you got?
I am staying away from that game, Tony. I don't know what to do with the big spread here. I know that the Patriots are going to win. I don't know if they will cover. We'll see.
What's going on with those dogs?
They're fucking fighting over a bug, dude.
Give them another bug.
Did you say give them another bug?
Yeah. Oh, bone. Oh, Jesus. Oh, wow. Is that the dog? That's a shark.
They're fighting over this bug, so I'm trying to get it off.
You gotta squeeze their belly. You gotta give them a little belly itch. That's how I do it.
Get away.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hey, Tony, I don't know if I can put my pick in right now, but Bears all the way. Bear Don this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm
with you, Z.
I don't know if I skipped something. Sorry, I just heard the dogs. I'm lowering your mic when you're not talking.
I'm with you, Z.
Oh, never mind.
I will. I'll wipe out the 2.5. I'll take Bears money line minus 130. I won't touch the points, but I just feels like I said this a million times this week. I don't think the Bears looked that bad on Sunday night. I really don't.
Just a couple corners away.
The Bears did not look that bad, and they were a couple corners away. I am going to take the over of it's 45.5 right now. Ooh, I would hammer that. Hey, Bears are going to score some points, and so are the Bengals.
Yeah.
All right, what did Z take? I missed it. Dogs are gone.
You're good. I'm just taking the Bears heavy. You are right, Tony. I thought I heard some sources about Eddie Goldman being back. He is not back. He is heavily doubtful.
But, I didn't see that.
But I still think that line will destroy Joy Burrow.
I don't hate that pick, Seat. Especially the way that the line was moving, all the confidence in the Bengals this week, all the money's on the Bengals. I don't hate the Bears.
Really?
Yeah, it's not one of my picks, but I don't hate it.
All right. At least you don't hate it.
Hey, thank you, Zeke.
Hi, baby Zeke.
All right, that's all I want to say.
Thank you, Zeke. It's a good pick, Zeke.
See you guys.
It's a good pick, Zeke.
Did I miss any more of yours, Gumpy?
I'm on the Bears money line. I'm not laying the points, but at minus 130, I will take Bears money line there.
Fuck it. It was 2.5. I talked about it earlier in the week. I liked it. So I like it at 3.5. I don't know. I got a 2.5. I like it at 3, so I don't know if it'll come back down to that. Chargers, Justin Herbert. Give me the Chargers at home, even though it'll probably be more of a split stadium, probably. But I like the Chargers and Herbert, especially against a potentially beat-up Cowboys team. Chargers O-line handled the football team's O-line, or D-line pretty well, yeah. Even though... Who the fuck knows if that means anything anymore? But I like the Chargers.
Yeah, and I like the Cowboys plus the points here. I'm going to wait till it goes to 4 because it's going to probably go to 4. I know their offensive line kind of beat up here, but Dak looked all the way back. And Justin Herbert, I mean, yeah, he looked good. They won. He didn't look amazing. I mean, Dak looked a lot better. I'm picking the quarterback here.
Okay. Last pick of the weekend for me, we already talked about it, KC minus the 3.5. It's just too tempting to take. Couldn't do it. Could not take it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you, Tone. 100%. That's, like I said, that's the one, if anyone. That is the one I want.
Sorry, Mitch, do you have any more?
I have one more over. I'm taking the over of the Tennessee Titans at Seattle Seahawks. I couldn't really pick a side here. Couldn't really tell if the Titans are going to bounce back or not. So I kind of just wanted to lay the over of 54.5 there, Tony.
Go ahead, pal. Finish this out.
Okay. Niners minus 3. We talked about it. I love this Niners team. They're healthy. I think total overreaction. Got the Seahawks minus 4.5. Now at -6.5, that would concern me. That'd be a game I would look at the Seahawks in a teaser with maybe the Steelers now, both -6.5. You get them both down to -1.5. That's something I would like. This one is the ultimate trap game, but it's only a trap if it loses. Cardinals -3.5. This Vikings team hasn't covered in 8 games dating back to last year. They haven't covered a week 2 game in 4 years. They haven't covered a road game in 5. Cardinals 8-2 ATS their last 10 in week 2. Cardinals 7-3 ATS their last 10 in September. I mean, give me the Cards. And then I think moneyline parlays are something to look at this weekend too, if you like teams. Like I would take Cardinals, Niners, moneyline parlay, something like that. You know what I mean?
You could also on FanDuel do the 3-point teaser with those teams as well.
Exactly.
All right, so run through our NFL picks real quick just to put them all together. I got Carolina +4.5 is where I got. I believe it's a 4 or 3.5 now. Indy +4, I believe it's a 3.5 now. Denver and New England both -5.5. Chargers -2.5, I believe it's a 3.5 now. Don't love it as much at 3.5, but probably would still take it. And then KC -3.5 for me.
Go ahead, Mitt.
I'm sorry. I am trying to unlock. I'm trying to unlock my phone.
Okay,
right
I'll
now.
Go. I'll
I'm
go.
Sorry.
I'll go. You're good. Get it together. Chiefs -3.5. Seahawks -4.5, Cardinals -3.5, the Fighting Coach Dave's +13, the Colts +4, Broncos -5.5, Patriots -3.5, Panthers +4.5, Niners -3, and the Chicago Bears money line.
And then I got the Denver Broncos -5.5, the Houston Texans +13. We got the Colts +3.5, the over of the Cincinnati Bengals at the Chicago Bears, 45.5. The Dallas Cowboys +3.5, and then the over of the Tennessee Titans, Seattle Seahawks, 54.5, Tony.
All right, pal, let's do baseball for tonight.
All right.
How many you got?
Let's see here. I don't think it was too many. Some of these lines were just absurd tonight. Four. Just 4.
I think Oh, yeah. A little bit of a favorite full game Friday for me.
Full game?
Oh, yeah. Favorite full game Friday for me. Jesus. So go ahead. You kick us off.
I mean, we know what we're doing here. Flexen is +0.5 at Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Put it on the tombstone.
I mean,
I couldn't do it. He hasn't been as good lately.
Are you shitting me?
I couldn't do it. I'm not going against them.
All right. I'll let it slide.
Dodgers run line versus the Cincinnati Reds. Bueller, I think he's going to have a good start tonight. Reds, these two teams, opposite directions as far as how they've been playing lately. Give me the Dodgers full game run line tonight.
Yeah, you can't bet again. You can't bet on the Reds anymore. I've been told 6,000 times this week. Guess what? If I see the Reds with a good number and a good pitcher on the mound, I will take it. Thank you very much.
You and me both, pal. Go ahead. What else you got?
I'm taking the Phillies first 5 money line with Zach Wheeler.
I don't hate that.
Tawan Walker hasn't been great.
He's been very bad.
Yeah, I like Wheeler, man. So I'm going to take them first 5 money line.
I got the Astros full game run line -1.5 versus Mad Bum, who has the wheels have fully come off for Mad Bum. So this is a Mad Bum fade here with the Houston Astros.
Fair play.
Go ahead.
Logan Webb. I mean, this guy's a stud. He's been a stud all year. Giants first 5 money line against the Braves.
My last one is Brewers full game run line versus the Cubs. Zach Davies has not been great. Hauser mixed in a bad start, but I still trust him because he's been great. Give me Hauser and the Brewers full game run line -1.5.
So There's no starter name for the Angels, but I would take the A's first five money line with Cole Irving going.
Yeah, I looked at that. I thought about blindly doing it,
yeah,
but I did not. So I got Dodgers, Astros, Brewers, all full game run line.
Phillies first five money line, Mariners first five plus a half, A's first five money line, Giants first five money line.
Okay. Now, for footy picks for this weekend, and I think we're good.
All right. Doing this again. It did not work out last week with the early start in England. But Wolverhampton money line over Brentford. Wolverhampton, like I said, have been playing good soccer. They got their first win last week. They just lost to really good top-tier teams in the EPL. You can get Everton draw no bet at plus money against Aston Villa, which blows my mind. Everton hasn't lost all year. I love that pick. Bundesliga, going to take a couple favorites here, which worries me because they did play midweek. But Augsburg hasn't won this year, so I'll take Mönchengladbach money line. They won their last game. RB Leipzig's been struggling, but I like them to beat Cologne. I don't love this one, but RB Leipzig money line as well. And then La Liga, Atletico Madrid against Atletico Bilbao. Both teams haven't lost, but you can get Atletico at moneyline minus 140 at home, which you will not see often in La Liga, so I'll take that. And then I will also take Lens in Ligue 1. Draw no bet. They haven't lost all year, and Lille has one win in five games. They won the league last year, but they just haven't been the same team, so I like Lens draw no bet there.
There's an odds boost, Arsenal, Liverpool, and Man City all to win, plus 210.
So that Arsenal one, I was looking at it. I couldn't pull the trigger. Burnley shows up sometimes. They just signed their coach for another 4 years, so they might have a little bit of a boost from that. Arsenal finally got their first win, so that's a stay away for me, man.
Did you see what we have, though?
UFC?
Oh, yeah.
There's UFC this weekend?
Oh, yeah. We have now, like, I know that this is never lost and, like, we're never worried about it. But this week, like, I mean, this is almost automatic, pal. Have you seen it?
I'm just getting to it now.
Fucking Tony Smith to win by KO, TKO, or submission versus Ryan Spann.
Shit. You shitting me,
Tony. Tony Smith?
Tony Smith, dude.
I don't think I've ever seen Tony Smith lose.
Nah, he's undefeated. I think he's got four or five belts in four or five weight classes, doesn't he?
Checks out. I mean, Ryan Spann, I don't see him doing.
Guy stinks.
He's been on a bit of a schneid.
Yeah, guy stinks.
Yeah, the dude's a bag of bones. I just went to go and put my whole account on it, and I can only put $50 on it.
Well, sometimes that's how boosts work, man.
I know
they. You know why? Because it's such a gimme.
It's easy money.
They know
it's too easy.
They know Tony easy. Smith to win by KO, TKO, or submission.
Let's go, Duh. Tony. Let's go, Duh. Tony.
There's a college football boost: Oklahoma, City, and Notre Dame all to win. I like Oklahoma and Notre Dame to win. Obviously, Cincy's going to be the tough one, and I think they're going to cover. So I potentially will take this boost at plus 160.
Hertha Berlin, Tone.
Back.
Two goals in the last 10 minutes, my friend.
Let's fucking go.
It was always Hertha Berlin.
We knew Groot couldn't handle it.
Fucking Grueser was getting right back down to the fucking the last division, dude. Just need a fucking second half goal from Leeds. Come on.
We cannot thank everybody enough for listening and watching this week. It's been a great week. Football's back. It's great to be back. Be careful this weekend.
I got 11 footy picks for Sunday.
Jesus.
Will I tweet them out? Depends on who wants to be an asshole on Saturday. We'll see. Hey, we'll see. We'll see. I would love to tweet. I'll tweet them out Saturday night. I'll do it.
Attaboy. You're a good guy.
Sometimes.
You're a good guy. Some chat here. Penn State, Auburn. I lean Penn State.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not a pick.
Auburn, very bad on the road.
Yeah.
And I saw Bo Nix without his helmet on this week for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an ugly dude. I'm thinking Auburn plus 4.5. No, he has really bad hair.
I know. I thought he was a stud. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, he has horrible hair, but he is a great football player. And I'm taking Auburn plus the 4.5. It's SEC football, baby. I don't care.
Hey, Mitt, you take that at plus 5.
Oh, it's at 5 now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Feed me it.
That a baby, Mitt.
I'm putting in a underdogs parlay right now because the world told me to, because the dogs fought underneath my feet earlier in this show. So that'll most likely hit, right?
Why not? I'm a big fan of the money line parlays this weekend, I think. I think that's the play. Two teams. Like, I would even throw one Seahawks-Pats. Seahawks, Pats, Steelers, Cardinals in one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to find out a lot on Sunday. We really are.
Michigan State, Miami. We talked about it yesterday a little bit. I need to see more from those teams before.
If I was taking that game, I would take Michigan State simply because Miami should have lost last weekend.
Oh, I know.
Like, they have not looked good at all.
No, they should not.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think Tony Diaz is the guy to turn it around.
No, I'm not sure Tony Diaz is the guy to fucking turn it around. Can't thank you guys enough. You know, if we didn't answer any questions or anything like that on this show, it's mostly because, or we didn't talk about a game, right? It's because we don't have an opinion on the game.
Yeah.
If we liked it, we would have talked about it. That's always the best when you tweet out your picks and then they say, "What about this game?" Oh, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, I wish I bet every game. I mean, I did 10, which is probably 8 too many the way things went in week 1.
Probably is 8 too many. Good luck this weekend. Be careful. The eyes can be deceiving from week 1. We'll be back on Monday. I should be back in office, hopefully, as long as I get a negative test this weekend.
Atta baby,
anything else? Miss anything?
No, it's a good week, Tony. It's a good week.
It's a good week.
It's a good week.
If you're listening to this as a podcast, I'm putting into the podcast from Pat's show, Pat and AJ's picks from the show when they went through every game. Smart. So stick around for that.
Smart.
So thank you.
Just in case you weren't sure, Texans ruled out Deshaun Watson for Sunday.
Well, that changes everything.
Tyrod, it's time.
Well, like, are we going to do this every fucking week? This is what we're doing? They have to?
Yeah, they're going to have to.
Unbelievable. Unfucking believable.
Hey, it's Tyrod's time. Let's go.
I love Tyrod, dude. Bit of a revenge game, too.
Hey, Baker came out and said that the front office didn't appreciate Tyrod Taylor enough. Like, he said the locker room loved him. Everybody's saying that they just love Tyrod Taylor, and so do I.
This Hoppe's guy said that we picked Notre Dame money line. Did you do that?
Money line?
Yeah. I said I would lean Purdue plus the points, and that's the only pick on that game that even got really talked about, actually.
I didn't take Notre Dame money line.
I mean, they're minus 7, aren't they?
Yeah.
And a half.
Yeah.
Purdue lost their starting running back. The reason why I didn't take that game is because Notre Dame didn't look great against Florida State. Florida State may potentially stink. And Notre Dame also didn't look good against Toledo, who actually liked Toledo. But I'm going to have to see Notre Dame look good before I take them.
I'm with you there, Tony. I'm with you there.
I don't know. This Hopcat guy said that we took Notre Dame money line, though. So.
Okay, sure. What is it, minus 300? Is that an official pick?
I don't know.
Sure. Notre Dame will beat Purdue.
We don't give out via you, Gumpy. We don't really give out plus or minus 300 picks on this show.
No, you can't give out. I was told last Friday you can't give out anything over minus 160. I was told. Guess what? Don't care.
All right, we're getting out of here. Fucking say a prayer this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, Week two, baby.
I can't wait till week like 7 or 8 when we know. Like, we got a clue.
Yeah, but then the lines will be so absurd. You know what I mean?
Fuck it.
You'll see, you'll see, we haven't even really seen, like, I guess we did for the first game, but, like, a -8.5. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to get a lot of those, -9.5. Tampa was the only one. I mean, there's no in-between right now. You go, there's 3.5s, there's 6.5, and then you go all the way to 12.5 with the Bucs.
Yeah.
Chiefs, it's the Chiefs. If you take one pick of mine this week, it's the Chiefs. That's the one.
I'm trying to think if I like one more than another.
That's the one. I'm telling you, man. The Chiefs are due to just fucking bury somebody.
Kind of like the Pats.
Yeah, that's true. True.
But, I mean, that's a large... All right. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.
Putting my betting record into quite a predicament where I'm going to pick every single game, but I got to do something to get back on the right side of things, AJ. And now is the time to do it.
Okay, you start off then.
All right, we're going to have to zoom in because there's no way I can read that from here. Raiders +6.5. Steelers -6.5. Mike Tomlin was on the show yesterday. Pittsburgh Steelers -6.5. Yinzers are in the stadium for the first time in a long time. That's going to be a tough place to play, AJ Hawk.
Hell yeah. Okay. Steelers win, but they don't cover.
Wow. All right. Bengals, Bears. Bengals are getting 2.5 points going into Chicago. Pete Schrag just got a promo against the Bears. I'm going with Joey Burrow in the Cincinnati Bengals. No. That means I'm betting on Zach Taylor, okay, which I don't necessarily love. But you're also betting against Matt Nagy, who I think a lot of people, I'm a fan, but a lot of people potentially don't necessarily love. I like the Bengals, especially with Evan McPherson.
Eddie Goldman's back, though, by the way.
Who?
Eddie Goldman.
Eddie Goldman's back. David Montgomery might be disrespected because the NFL left him off the top five rushers, even though he is in the top five rushing yards.
Eddie Line will be back.
Listen. I don't like any of my picks, okay? So
I'm not trying to change your mind.
No, you kind of are, though. No. What are you? Are you going Bears or Bengals?
Bengals win and cover.
Okay. Wow. Oh, boy. Both of us against the Bears. I don't necessarily love that. Texans, Browns. Texans are getting 13, maybe 13.5, depending upon where and when we're getting this. That is a big deal. It's in Cleveland. I love the Cleveland Browns. I think I've been the biggest fan of the Cleveland Browns. I got Tyrod Taylor and the Texans getting 13.5. That's where I put the bet. If it's at 13, I like it as well. 13. That's a lot of points, AJ Hawk.
That is a lot of points, yeah. Like, I'm with you. Browns win, but I don't think they cover 13.
Okay, just because everything we know about the NFL, there's a chance that the Texans make the Browns have to do a game-winning drive. Let's assume they will, or maybe not. Coach Dave, Tyrod Taylor and the boys down there flew around against Urban Meyer, almost made his ass go back to college after 1 week in the NFL. Rams, Colts, I'm not picking this one.
Why is that?
I'm team. Listen, my heart's involved in it. You know
what
I mean?
Right, that's right.
Hard Knocks is coming to town. I mean, there's just no reason for me to do this. I am scared to death about this one, though. And if I was to lean towards one, I'm not even going to say it.
No.
I'll pick 40. I'll pick 40. I'm guessing I could channel what you were going to pick. Rams win, and they definitely cover.
I wasn't necessarily going to say that, but I'm happy you said that, not me. Bills, Dolphins. Dolphins at home, +3.5 against a Bills team that did not look necessarily fantastic last week, and they're going down into Miami. It's going to be 7,000 degrees down there.
Yeah.
3.5 points is a lot. I like the Dolphins +3.5 personally.
I do not. I like the Bills to win and to cover 3.5.
All right.
Bounce back for Josh Allen.
Patriots and Jets. Jets getting 5.5 at home against the New England Patriots. I'm hammering the Patriots in this one. Patriots, Bill Belichick taking on a rookie quarterback. That record is damning, I believe, for rookie quarterbacks against Bill Belichick. Also, Mac Jones, you know, it came out that he was winking at another player on the other team last week, and that's because the Dolphins player told him what the play was going to be, and it was just a little gamesmanship. I like that he's that comfortable, that relaxed. Allegedly, he got back in the film room immediately after the game, got his ass beat, seemed to earn his stripes and be loved in the locker room. I like the Patriots, even though I'm a big Jets guy. People know I'm a big Jets guy. I was on their side. They just signed Thomas Morstead to be their punter. I love that guy. But I feel like this is a Patriots game. Your idea, AJ?
I am exactly with you. Patriots win for sure.
Okay.
And cover.
Okay. Niners, Eagles. Niners have to travel across the country to Nick Sirianni and the Eagles. Niners are favored by 3. Sirianni, can I hear from you on how your team potentially feels against the San Francisco 49ers?
Yeah, you heard what I said earlier this week. We run out of that tunnel at the Link, and it is full. It is packed. And Rocky is up on the Jumbotron, and Adrian says, win. We're going to put the piss out of them. Yeah, I'm all, and you know what? To shake things up and get things, you know, a little bit out, compete a little bit, I might go fucking smack Shanahan in the mouth.
All right. Okay. All right. Sirianni might smack Kyle Shanahan in the mouth. I like the Eagles at home getting points.
Oh, I do not. I think they get beat here.
Okay, I think I am on your side as well. Give me the Niners. Just because there might be a letdown game. Jason Kelce dyed his hair, obviously, because it was a bet with Zach Ertz. He was betting that Zach Ertz was going to be traded out of. You're going to be fucking gone, dude. They're going to trade your ass out of here. No, I'm going to stick around. I'm going to get a deal done. I'm going to be happy. He has to dye his hair. Said he loved losing his bet. We don't know anything about the Eagles. We have no idea. Beat the hell out of the Falcons. What are the Falcons? Did the Falcons lay an egg? We have no idea. I like the Niners team. I'm going to go with Niners -3, even though I like home. +3. Niners can go in there and win. They got a game that travels, even though Raheem Mostert's out. Let's go to Saints-Panthers. Saints on the road in Carolina. They're going to have to stare down that fucking augmented reality Panther.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if they don't look at the screens in the stadium or at the Jumbotron, they will not know that there is a living, breathing, 30-yard Panther jumping all around that is beautifully done. Beautifully done. Go back to that. What is it? 3.5?
Yeah.
I like the Saints -3.5 against the Panthers. Christian McCaffrey to score a touchdown, though, also probably a pretty good prop bet. That guy seems to be unbelievable, but that Saints defense is no joke. Hey, that Saints defense is no joke. Your thoughts, AJ?
They're not. The Saints defense is legit, but I like the Panthers at +3.5.
Whoa. Okay, all right. Okay. There's a lot of home dogs, by the way, which is something I don't necessarily love. 3.5 seems to be a lot of points, especially in an NFC South rivalry, but Jameis Winston's all the way back. He can see again. -5.5. The Broncos favored on the road in Jacksonville. Yet again, here we go. Broncos -5.5. Teddy Bridge at 6 now, I guess. So everybody's feeling the same way I am. I like the Broncos -6 in Jacksonville. Until Urban Meyer, Trevor Lawrence, and Schlegel and the boys down there can prove that they can win, I'm going to have to bet against them, especially when Von Miller's saying, hey, it hasn't felt this way since 18 been here with you, Teddy Bridgewater. I like the Broncos, AJ.
I do, too. A big reason is because of Von Miller and that defense. But yeah, I like him here.
Sure. Chubb's a stud as well. Don't let him fool you. Vikings at Cardinals. Cardinals favored by 3.5, I believe. I like the Cardinals. Now, I also like the Vikings as a
team.
They got
some guys questionable, too, don't they?
Yeah, I like the Cardinals. And I made a deal with myself last week. We will bet on the Cardinals until further notice. I did this last year. They lost me a bunch of money. Now I think it's a completely different attitude down there. Cliff Kingsbury seems to be a little bit more fiery, as does Kyler. Just won the MVP. Okay, can't have a letdown after winning the MVP.
No way.
All right, so I like the Cardinals at home. We are betting on them until further notice. Next game, Falcons and Bucks. Falcons are getting 12.5 in Tampa.
Sheesh.
Is that what that says?
Yep.
Yeah.
I like the Falcons +12.5 in Tampa against the Bucks. Bucks will win, probably by double digits. 12.5 seems like a lot, though.
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot, isn't it, AJ?
Yeah, I'm with you exactly on that one.
And the Bucks, I mean, the Bucks have not. I mean, this could be me judging.
They may win by 21, but it could very well be close, too.
It could very well. Nice. I mean, they could win by 40, could lose. You know what I mean? It's football. Any given Sunday. That was an awesome moment for us. I'm happy we're here. I like the Falcons +12.5, even though the Bucs will win that game, I believe. Cowboys, Chargers. Chargers -3.5 at home against the Cowboys. Ooh, AJ, what are your thoughts?
Cowboys +3.5 here for me.
Oh, Joey Bosa canceled on us, didn't he?
Yeah.
Cowboys +3.5.
And your heart's not in it and your emotions aren't in this one?
Well, there's a reason. You know, things happen. The universe, the alchemist, okay, the universe is telling me some things there. I like the Cowboys +3.5. Let's go to the next one. Titans, Seahawks, Seahawks. I'm betting on the Seahawks until further notice, even though the Titans getting 6.5 points on the road after what they did last week. Vrabes ain't going to fuck with that. Vrabes is not. That team's going to look much better. 6.5 is a lot of points, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. The 12s are going to be live.
Uh-huh. It's going to be live.
I said I'm betting on Russell Wilson until further notice after Monday Night Manning with Russell Wilson and seeing what he did for the Colts. 6.5 is a lot of points. AJ, your thoughts?
Titans +6.5 for me.
All right. I said I'm betting on Russell. I'm betting on 6.5, -6.5 Seattle Seahawks. Let's go next. Chiefs, Ravens. I like the Chiefs, even though it's in Baltimore. Baltimore, it's only 3.5 spread, and that's strictly because Lamar Jackson can do everything by himself if he has to. He's proven that. He can shake 10 people. I think this is a different animal, though. The Chiefs, hopefully this time, for the first time in a long time, when I'm betting on them, will actually put the goddamn throttle down. They'll take out the hammer. They'll go hammer down. They'll take out a shillelagh from an Irishman's hand, and they'll go shillelagh down. They will shellack the Ravens, I think, and it's not because the Ravens are bad. I like the Ravens a lot. They just got a lot of injuries in some key spots, and I think Chiefs will actually take advantage of that this weekend. Your thoughts, AJ?
Yeah, Chiefs. Chiefs, what, -3.5, like I said before.
No, yeah, 3.5. Yeah, 3.5. And I'll tell you what, if the Chiefs can score 3.6 points, that's all they need.
That's true. Right.
That's all they need. If they can go 3 3/5, you know what I mean? They can score that whole thing, and let's go ahead and continue to wrap this one up. And then the Lions and the Packers on Monday Night Football. Packers win by 50.
Okay.
All right, that was fun.
Like that.
Your thoughts, AJ?
I'm with you. I agree. So, yeah, we do differ on some games, so it'll be fun to see how the results play out.
Okay, so if all those hit the parlay that Zito just put together, $10 to win $78,000.
Here we go.